Frank McKay here, so much more importantly, wonderful actress, and you've seen her in so many things. She's got a resume a mile long, from Scrubs to CSI, Miami, Criminal Minds, but Scandal, you saw her in about 125 episodes of that great show. She is wonderful in everything that she's done, and she is promising to be is just as great in the new Fox series, or the Fox series, I should say, Prodigal Son. And Bellamy Young is our very special guest. How are you, Bellamy?
Frank, I'm so good. How's your day?
Everything's doing good here. I imagine you're very busy, and your resume, like I said, is a mile long, and it seems like you're constantly getting work.
Your mouth to God's ears. I feel lucky. I love what I do. So, and I especially love the project that I'm doing right now. Prodigal Son is a great family and a great story, and I'm so happy we're talking about it. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, well, it's exciting, and it's getting, you know, the proper amount of hype, and I think people are excited that you're involved in it, and you're going to bring a lot of your fans from Scandal and from Criminal Minds. And you sound like you have some confidence, and so does the network. Sounds like they have a lot of confidence in this show.
Well, they have a great team, you know. It's a beautiful script. When I read it first, it was so vivid, and I could see the whole life of the show right on the page, and I was so excited to get involved. But the people they populated it with, I mean, Michael Sheen as a serial killer. It's just so delicious to watch him work. And Tom Payne from Walking Dead as his son. And Lou Diamond Phillips is there. And just a wonderful cast and incredible stories. You've got the serial killer element. So, you know, if you like a crime drama, there's the crime to solve. But it's also grounded in the family. It sort of asks, what if your dad were Hannibal Lecter? Which is, you know, we all think our parents messed us up, right? We all don't want to grow up to be our parents, but you really don't want to grow up to be your parents if, you know, your dad is Hannibal Lecter. So our sweet protagonist is fighting nature and nurture every day, and sometimes he wins and sometimes he loses.
You play very well in a lot of different roles, but, I mean, crime dramas especially, and I think people always give you high accolades for your work in crime dramas. What do you watch? I mean, do you watch, other than shows that you're in, do you watch crime dramas a lot, or are you just so sick of them because you're playing in them and whatever? What have you been watching?
You know, the things that I don't miss, I'll watch Trevor Noah and John Oliver every show,
yeah,
every day, every
definitely.
Week, always. But right now, the two things that I've been obsessed with this year, Fleabag, second season of Fleabag.
I love it. I
like
absolutely
the best love thing I've seen, yeah, in my life. And right now, Succession. I mean, if they don't put another one out soon, I think I'm going to pop a vein. I just don't even know. I'm so addicted to it.
Yeah, see, that's great. Yeah, by the way, smart shows. They're both, you mentioned Succession and Fleabag. Both very smart shows. And I would think, you know, like if I thought long enough, I would think Bellamy Young would love shows like that. That's great. Could you ever see yourself, I don't know, behind the camera? Have you spent much time behind the camera? And pardon my ignorance on that.
You know, no, not ignorance at all. I shadowed on the Scandal and just decided it was not my time yet. But I'm an ambassador for the organization CARE, and I'm about to direct a PSA with some of the Scandal ladies coming up in January. So that'll be my first outing. So I've been reading books and whatnot.
Well,
doing my research.
Yeah. Well, listen, Bellamy Young is our very special guest. We got her for a couple moments longer, and she's on the run, as you could imagine. And she's talking about Prodigal Son, you know, the series from Fox. And Frank McKay here with Bellamy Young. What else can you tell us about Prodigal Son? Who do you think would like this? I mean, fans of what show that we haven't mentioned yet might like Prodigal Son?
Oh, well, I mean, gosh. The thing about Prodigal Son is it really has, it's rangy. It's got legs. So you're going to, like, the people from The Walking Dead that love Tom as Jesus are going to love it. You know, well, I don't mean to stereotype anyone,
right,
but they will be relieved to also see some gore and some scare and some, you know, some wise, wicked crime unfold. But also, if you love, you know, like This Is Us or something family, it's a little twisted version of that, because it's every bit as loving, but it's demented. So sometimes things can be on TV and be a little bit of a euphemism. This is just messy and ugly like real life. So if you have a family in any way, then you're going to love the show. It's just a mess and everybody trying to get through the day, but just the stakes are way higher, thank heavens, than the majority of us.
Well, again, the Fox series Prodigal Son, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern. I hope I got that right. And 8 Central.
Yeah, 9 p.m., 8 Central. Perfect.
Everyone's got to tune in. And, you know, we got about a minute left with Bellamy. She's, you know, as you can imagine, she's a hot commodity, and she's talking up Prodigal Son. But what else do you have coming up? What's the rest of your year look like? Is it fluid at all, or is it kind of all steeped in harsh, penciled in, penned in time slots? Is there any room for fluid, or is it all in rock, all in stone?
Well, you know, we're still doing shows, so we're so happy to be in New York and shooting. I mean, being in New York is a dream. So, you know, if working on top of that is icing on an already delicious cake. But I also have, I was part of Dolly Parton's anthology for Netflix, Dolly Parton's Heartstrings. So I have that premiering coming up next month. So I'm going to run down to Dollywood for the day and party with Dolly.
Well, terrific. And give us a website, if you don't mind, or a social media site where people can kind of follow along. And once again, Bellamy Young.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Give us a...
BellamyYoung.com. BellamyYoung.com is the website. And Bellamy Young on all the socials, Twitter, Insta, all of that. You can find me. Just my name.
And everyone, tune in to Prodigal Son. You will not be sorry. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Everybody check out Bellamy Young. And again, you know her work from Scandal and Criminal Minds and, you know, CSI Miami, going back, Scrubs. She was terrific in Scrubs and everything. She's got a resume a mile long for a young woman. You would think she's 90 years old with this resume. She looks like a kid. And just congratulations on all the success. Congratulations on Prodigal Son, and we'll all tune in. Thanks for being here, Bellamy.
Thanks, Bunny. Thanks for talking about the show that we love so much, and I hope the rest of the day is wonderful to you.
Same here. Bellamy Young, everyone, has been our very special guest, and you knew her as Millie Grant on Scandal, about 125 episodes of Scandal. Criminal Minds, a bunch of episodes there as well, and Scrubs, and CSI Miami. You've seen her on Two and a Half Men. She has a resume a mile long. Like I said, she's lovely, and career's going very, very strong. The latest is Prodigal Son on Fox. It's a Fox series that'll be talked about for a while. And one of the reasons is the cast and the people that they have behind the show. And we'll see how it does. But quite frankly, Bellamy Young has had tremendous success, and nothing should cast out on her casting in it. And again, Bellamy Young has been our very special guest.